Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. The fresh produce is coming at us fast and furious as the last of the summer crops are coming out of the ground, and we're getting ready for the things that the fall has to offer. And while it is tempting to tear into those fruits and vegetables while they are still fresh, there are, of course, other things you can do with them. That is the task for Stacy Tornio and Ken Keffer, our outdoor adventure contributors. Today, they're more like indoor adventurers. Stacy and Ken, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Hey there.
So if you're like a lot of people, you might have accumulated lots of fresh fruits and vegetables over the course of the summer, whether it's from your own garden or from a farmer's market. What are we going to do with all these things?
Yeah, canning and preserving, it sounds so intimidating, like, oh, that's something that my grandmother did, or, you know, it's not something that I can do. But there are some really easy ways that you can can and preserve. And the two we're going to talk about today are freezer jams and also pickling. So both of those are great and very easy for the whole family to get involved with.
Well, let's start with the first one. And what do you mean by freezer jam?
Yeah, so freezer jam is so simple. This
My freezer is kind of jammed right now.
All those strawberries you've been picking, Mitch, it's time to thaw them out and then freeze them up again. Yeah. Basically, this is it's not some heirloom activity. You know, you get a bunch of fruit, you add a bunch of sugar, you seal that up and stick it back in the refrigerator and the freezer and save that freshness for later on.
Now, what's the sugar about here?
Yeah, it really is that simple. I mean, pectin.
Oh, yeah,
you
forgot the pectin.
You do need pectin to make that gel up. But yeah, you're putting the – you can do low sugar recipes. You can do regular sugar. But any fruit will work. Those are all fair games. And it is that easy. You're mixing up fruit, sugar, pectin. You're putting it in a jar and you're sticking it in the freezer. And that is it. Like, as you're ready to eat it, you pull it out of the freezer, you put it in your refrigerator, and it'll last, you know, for several weeks after that.
Got a guideline for how much sugar and how much pectin we should be using?
Yeah, it's a lot of sugar. I mean, it's more sugar than you think it should be. I don't have the recipe in front of me, but it's more sugar than fruit goes in most jam recipes. And so it's always like, that's crazy. But yeah, they have the low pectin version if you want to do a low sugar recipe. So you use that instead.
One of my favorite things about this, too, is, you know, if you get the kids involved and, say, you start with a huge batch of strawberry-based, but you can also chop up some other things and just go free, mix and match some flavors, add some mango, add some blueberries, add different things, and so you get, you know, a whole variety of ways to eat just that strawberry base.
Well, okay, so that's freezer jam. Now, the next category we're going to talk about, people who know me know that this is something that I do a lot of, refrigerator pickles. This is not as complicated as, again, maybe your grandmother's pickles. These are pickles that you can really make, you know, a whole bunch of batches of in an evening.
Yeah, pickling is something that it's good to start with the cucumbers to make pickles out of. There's a lot of recipes online. They're all pretty simple, and you really are. You're boiling some liquid up, and you're pouring it over your pickles, and you stick it in the refrigerator. It's like, how easy can that be?
Well, and I have found one of the more enjoyable parts of it is changing up the pickling spice recipe and trying to figure out how to make the pickles taste a little differently. And also figuring out different kinds of things to pickle.
Yeah, don't just limit yourself to the cucumbers. Throw some other things in there. My grandma would always throw a bunch of like onions in there, throw some carrots in there. All of these vegetables can, you know, sit in that brine for a few days and really add to that flavor.
Yeah, I've seen green beans and carrots. And like
asparagus, that's
asparagus
a popular
is a good one.
One.
Yeah, I always like pickling for later to drink in my Bloody Marys. you really can try anything. And like you said, I love the idea of making it your own. So if you have a spice that you like, or maybe you have some herbs you're growing, you know, you can chop those up and kind of do a little experiment as well.
And involving the kids in it is fairly easy. You can have them add stuff to it. I've also found that they really enjoy making the labels.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Let the kids pick, like, in the very beginning, like, if you're going to go to the farmer's market and you're going to pick something to pickle or fruit, let them get involved. They're much, much more likely to eat it. And then, yeah, I love that. Like, get a label involved. You know, you can get a little artsy online or just, like, let them loose and have them make your own label.
I will say that you will also get the opportunity to hear a phrase like, Dad, I don't really want any more pickled turnips. So where does this all lead? Where should you go with this once you've mastered freezer jam and refrigerator pickles?
So you can, like, after you've done the kind of the basics, you can get a little more involved. I mean, canning is, there's a whole art of canning and boiling it and getting the, sealing the jars and stuff. So after you've mastered this, go and pick up a canning book and see, you know, what recipes you want to try out next.
I think kimchi is another thing you can try, you know, go that fermentation route and really kind of bring that A game and step it up a little bit. And you're ready for it, Mitch, I can tell.
Yeah, and salsa, that's one more. So like salsa, you can make all kinds of different salsa mixes. Those do need to be canned and sealed. So salsa is a good experiment as well.
Outstanding. Well, can't wait to get to it. Stacy, Ken, thanks again.
Thanks.
Thanks.
I don't want a pickle, just want to ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want a tickle, I'd rather ride on my motorcycle.